Bernie Sanders only candidate who says person with most delegates should win the nomination. By Hannah Blow on February 20, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, was the only individual on Wednesday night's debate stage who expressed the belief that whichever candidate goes into the Democratic National Convention with the most delegates this summer, regardless if it is a majority, should be the party's nominee. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates on the Las Vegas debate stage, should the person with the most delegates at the end of this primary season be the nominee, even if they are short of a majority? There's a very good chance none of you are going to have enough delegates to the Democratic National Convention to clinch this nomination, okay? Todd noted as he set up the question. All of the candidates, minus Sanders, declined to say that the individual with the most delegates should automatically be the party's nominee. Whatever the rules of the Democratic Party are, they should be followed, Michael Bloomberg, D, said. But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them and they keep those delegates until you come to the convention, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, declared. Play by the rules, Joe Biden, D, said, adding, let the process work its way out. Pete Buttigieg, D, said the leading candidates should not get the nomination until there's a majority, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, followed her competitors in the call to let the process work. Sanders adamantly disagreed. Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail, yes. The person who has the most votes should become the nominee, he said. Thank you, guys. Five no's and a yes, Todd concluded. Sanders also reiterated his stance in a tweet late Wednesday night. Here's a radical idea, the person with the most votes should be the Democratic nominee, he wrote. At this point in the race, Buttigieg leads Sanders by a single delegate. However, all eyes are on the upcoming Nevada caucuses, South Carolina primary, and Super Tuesday, where a sizable chunk of delegates will be allotted.